Hello. Thank you for tuning into the For What For Who podcast. My name is Courtney Croucher, and I'm really excited to have you here. I've always been obsessed with self-development and pop culture and everything that influences how we live our lives, which is why we're here today, because I believe that with everything you do, every decision you make, for what, for who, my intention is for this to be a resource for people who want to have better relationships, health, professional growth, balance in your lives, and self-love. Subscribe to hear my journey along with special guests every Monday for a blunt approach to living life unapologetically on your terms. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Mercury fucking retrograde. Do y'all feel that? Because I definitely do. We've got some sort of Venus in Scorpio, whatever that means. TikTok told me that. And I can definitely feel the energy. It's shifting. It's weird. Things are happening. You know, Mercury retrograde, it's funny because I never know when it's coming around until shit's like going wrong and I'm like, what is it? Mercury retrograde? And then, yes, in fact, it is Mercury retrograde. So it's kind of funny how that works. But is it grade or gade? Retrograde. I think it's retrograde. Okay, moving on. I'm always having a blonde moment for everybody. And I did Google it. It is retrograde. So we're okay. Moving on. I hope you're all doing well. I feel like I've been back on the streets, back in the dating scene. Now, I haven't been sleeping with anybody. I don't know if that's TMI, but I haven't. You know what's weird is that I haven't had like sober sex in 3 years. So I don't really know how I feel about that. Probably should go to therapy to work through some of those anxieties and fears, but it's okay. We're getting back out there. It's been kind of fun. Just kind of meeting new people, putting myself out there. I kind of just decided that like I wanted to meet new people. I'm a little bit bored with Vancouver right now. I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm kind of ready to switch locations, but I'm not necessarily ready to leave Vancouver yet. Very weird feeling. I'm very much like feeling that like 23, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know what my goals are. I don't know where I'm going, but obviously I'm someone who is ambitious and who wants to live an amazing life. And so it's a really weird place to be in that like gray area because you don't know what you're working towards. And I know for me, like dating feels kind of like, why would I bother if I know that I kind of want to leave the city? But then it's also like, you never know what can happen. And like, I've been in that situation even when I lived in London, when I went to school there. It was like, why would I bother? And actually one of my girlfriends, she had the same thing and she eventually like maintained her relationship that started in London when she moved to a different city, and like now they're happy in love and it's wonderful, right? So you never know where life can take you, and the fact that like you may leave locations is kind of an excuse when you have no plans in place. Like if I knew that I was 100% moving at the end of August, let's say, then maybe I would keep things a little bit more. I mean, things are still fairly casual, but like maybe I would be a little bit more hesitant into getting into like a super serious relationship. But right now, because I'm just so open to wherever life takes me in all my different areas between relationships, location, all of that, then there's no reason. So that's my logic around it. But I've been back out there. I've been meeting people in the wild. I've been on the apps, but like not going well. I had this man say something to me the other day and he was like, just look good for me and I'll take care of the rest. And I literally canceled the date because I was like, ew, that's so gross. I don't know if that's a line that would also turn off other people, but I don't know, my whole body cringed. So that's interesting. I met another man in the wild who honestly tried to fuck my best friend when he was trying to organize a date with me. So that's disgusting behavior. So it hasn't like, you know, gone super well. Men are men, but it feels nice to kind of just like meet new people and kind of like practice dating. And that's what I kind of want to talk about today with what I've learned over the years and kind of like how I've utilized this idea of like, do I like them, as really a major act of self-care and self-love. So as you see at the title of this episode, do I even like them? So sometimes, and I don't know if maybe you resonate with this, but I've been in this situation in the past multiple times where I'm so upset that this person maybe isn't giving me what I need, or maybe they're rejecting me, or they won't commit or whatever, right? And you're just so upset and that rejection hits so hard. But then like later on, you realize that you didn't even like them. Like they weren't even what you wanted. But the fact that they didn't want you sucked, right? And sometimes we're just so scared of being rejected or being kind of like left, like that attachment idea is so painful that we're just trying to avoid the pain rather than actually asking ourselves, like, what do I like about this person? Like, would I be friends with this person? And going down that kind of self-discovery, because sometimes we use that almost like deflection within our own selves to avoid certain feelings or avoid confronting certain things. And it's such an interesting thing that I've had to start like asking myself, because there's been guys in the past where I genuinely, like, they are not what I wanted, but because they, it was like that hard to get, like the fact that they weren't giving me what I wanted, made me want them more, which is super toxic. And also not a good feeling when they're just not showing up for you in the way that you're maybe wanting or expecting. Now, in the flip side of this, maybe someone's like doing everything for you, doing the most, but you still like they're just not for you. That can feel a little bit tough too, because you're like, oh, I love how they treat me. But like maybe we're just focused on how they treat us rather than like whether you like them or not. And that's not always fair to the other person. And sometimes that this requires a little bit of time and like self-reflection. Because it's easy to get caught up in just like how great things are. It's easier to reflect on it when it's shitty, right? Because it's like, this is not feeling good. Do I even have self-respect? Like, why am I putting myself in this situation? Where when they're treating you really well, it's a little bit more tough to kind of identify that maybe this isn't what you want in the future. But then now you have this person who's treating you so well and you don't want to break their heart and, you know, all of that, but it's still not fair to them. So it's like that really weird situation to be in. And like, I know that for a lot of people, we just kind of go with the flow, right? We meet someone, we go on dates, and then suddenly, especially women, and I don't know what it is, if it's a socialized thing, a biological thing, we can start to get in our head about the possibilities. You started to picture their last name with your first name. You know, you start to imagine whether your kids are, would be cute or not. You know, all of that, right? Like, oh, you know, we could go on this double date and this double date before you've even made it to the third or fourth date. Now, that's already another lesson in itself of like maybe taking things as they are rather than what they could be. That's already an important lesson that I've had to learn and that I still have to work on, obviously. I think it's because of the movies, like all of the fucking Nicholas Sparks movies has royally destroyed us. But I think that when we get really clear on like why we're dating, what the intentions are, what we're looking for, and that like non-negotiables list, I actually have done a podcast episode about that like many years ago. So I should probably do a updated one because I'm sure my thoughts have maybe shifted a little bit on that. But like coming out of COVID, I think it's really strange because we've all been through this like collective trauma and now we're all trying to like date again. And like, I'm seeing so many couples break up and so many divorces happen, obviously, but also so many marriages because so many people got engaged either pre-pandemic or during the pandemic and now we're getting married. So it's kind of interesting seeing where our society is moving when it comes to personal romantic relationships, coming out of the collective trauma that we just experienced. And I mean, it's still there, but I feel like for a lot of, depending on where you live, COVID is kind of over. Is that controversial to say? I don't know. But in Vancouver, it's pretty over. Like, there's very few masks ever worn. And no one really talks about it. So it's kind of funny how, you know, one moment, like in January, we're kind of feeling like we're shutting down again. And, you know, now in May, we're kind of like fully open for the first time. So super strange. Not going to go on that too long, but anywho, I was talking to a friend about this, about how I've been in situations in the past where like I've been, you know, hooking up with somebody and then I like look at them one day and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Have you ever been there where you're like, you're looking at them and you're like, I actually don't like you. oh my God, everything you do grosses me out. Now, this is like the ick, but also it's like this like realization of like, because maybe you like fell into things too quickly. I've done this before, that's for sure. I can own my shit. I mean, there's a reason I haven't been in a serious relationship. I can own it. You're looking at them and you're like, I don't think I like this person. Now, when you respect someone, you like find them, not only like them attractive, but what they stand for attractive. I was talking about this with a girlfriend and I felt like it was so true. You know, when you like rep their brand so hard, like who they are, what they like, how they respond to things, you know, what they value, all of that. And you just like really fuck with them so hard. Like that you just know they're such a good person. You trust them. I think that's so hot, right? And when you have that, you have such a better base to build a relationship off of than if you're just wanting to jump them, you know, like jump their bones. Because you haven't asked yourself if there's like a friendship there. Like, do you guys like at the end of the day respect each other? And I think it's hard to realize this, especially for, well, I can only speak for women, I guess. You know, in my position, I feel like we've been socialized to want to go to school, get a good job, get married, have a house and kids, you know, all of that. That traditional like nuclear family setup and that kind of trajectory with your life. Now, obviously those timelines are shifting majorly when it comes to generational differences because, you know, statistically, more people are waiting to get married in later in life. They're having less kids or waiting later to have kids at all. You know, you're seeing a lot more blended families with different relationship dynamics, marriages, like I think it's 50% end in divorce. I'm pretty sure it's still that statistic, maybe even higher at this point. Like there's a lot of things that have shifted over the years. And then you also look at, I mean, the like economy and how that looks different. Like people are not only like, especially women are living alone in bigger cities, like more than ever, but also like housing market is skyrocketing. Rentals are skyrocketing in most places in North America. So that can be sometimes where people like move in faster with others because it's easier to save on rent. Now, personally, I would not do that because I would rather pay a little bit more. And, you know, obviously it's not fun to pay rent. Like I live downtown Vancouver, I get it, but I would never want to rush into moving with someone just because of that. It would have to feel very right and very intentional. And I also feel like it's so important to move into an apartment together or a house or whatever, move into a place together and not move into like one or the other's places that they already have. Because I feel like if like, let's say I meet someone and I move into their place, that's always going to be their place rather than if you go house searching to find one together. Now, is this difficult in like, especially big cities? 100%. But like, why are you rushing it too, right? Like, I don't know. And I mean, this is dependent on everyone. So I would never make a super blanket statement. This is just what my experience are and what I personally think I would do in that scenario. But I mean, you never know when you're in love, I guess you can kind of make decisions that maybe you never thought you would make as you're single. So take whatever I say with a grain of salt. But like when I start to meet people and I am maybe excited by them, I always like to kind of ask myself, like, what do I like about this person? Like, what are they feeding me? Is it sexual desire? Are they funny? Do they make me smile? Like, what is it doing here? Because sometimes we're just looking for that spark, but it's not actually sustainable long term. You know, that like that spark can be great, but that can also die out very quickly as well. And I don't know, like I have mixed feelings on this and I think it's very situational, but like I've been in it in the past where you meet someone and you're just like, you're just so like, I just want to rip your clothes off kind of attracted to them. But then like at the end of the day, you realize maybe they're not a good person, or maybe like you would never actually hang out with them if sex wasn't involved, which sounds maybe not too nice, but I mean, let's get real with ourselves, right? And this goes for all genders and sexualities, you know, like at the end of the day, do you like this person? Because sometimes we're so worried, as I said at the start of this episode, of whether they like us, and we're just fearing rejection. We're fearing of being just left. Maybe our abandonment issues are coming up, like whatever, right? But we're not asking ourselves, like, what is this person doing for me? What? Why do I like them? What are they feeding? Do they inspire you? If not, maybe it's not something long term. Like, I know for me, I want someone who makes me laugh, who challenges me, and who at the end of the day, I can trust and like feel respected. You know, I want that, like, not only like a friendship, like more like that teammate, I think is important for like a serious long term relationship. Because I think a friendship is so important, but I like that term teammate because it's like there's love there. And maybe you're not always gonna be in the same like boat, but you have each other's backs, right? Maybe one person is taking the lead and you're staying back, but you're still on, you know, I don't know sports, but I feel like you know what I mean. Oh my goodness, I need another coffee. But yeah, like I think that there's a really something to be said about just knowing this person has your back and knowing that you love them, you would do anything for them, and that's mutual. I think love can be conditional in that way because obviously like we're all wanting the exchange of something, right? And for some people, like, I mean, I live in Vancouver. I see a lot of women with a lot of rich men, sugar daddies and stuff like that. I also see other women who are with younger men, right? See people dating their own age. Like, there's a lot of different dynamics that you can see. And finding what works for you can be difficult. But I think always asking yourself at the end of the day, Do I like this person, number one? Because we got to establish that before we even ask ourselves what we like about this person. So first, do I like this person? Number two, what do I like about this person? And three, how do they affect my nervous system? Because, you know, like last episode, we talked about trusting your intuition and how to tune into it further. I find that when you have that almost anxiety about someone from the get, it's probably not a good sign. And I've done this in the past, and I've actually recently had an experience where I was like, I met this guy and I was like, I literally was like, I think I met my husband. And then he turned out to be a piece of shit like 6 days later. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny how we get so excited and we really like put on the rose-colored glasses and it's like, I don't see red flags. I'm actually colorblind. They're actually green. But no, they suck. And it's because you haven't asked yourself, do I like them? You just see this person. You're like, oh my God, they're so hot. I hope they like me. I hope they like me. Right. And so that makes us insecure. Like imagine feeling like that. Like when we take ourselves out of those scenarios, we're like, oh, I would never want to feel like that. But then when you're in it, it's such a different experience. So I have such compassion for anyone going through that because I've been there. And it's easier said than done, of course, because when we're actually in those scenarios, it's hard to remember these maybe lessons that we've learned from a past experience. Because when you get flooded with that like dopamine and serotonin and just you're maybe horny, you're not thinking about it that in that way maybe. Because maybe we also want to avoid disappointment in our own selves. Maybe we don't want to face the music of maybe we don't really care about this person. Maybe we really don't like them, but we really do want them to like us because they're hot and they're maybe really successful or they have something that just attracts us. But maybe they're still not good for us at the end of the day or healthy. And that's where only you can make that decision and only you can decide because at the end of the day, it's your time, energy invested and potentially wasted. So I think that's important to get clear with ourselves because if you've ever been in the situation where you have seen a friend be with a guy who's just such a piece of shit and you're just like, what do you see in him? But you can't say that. Like I'm someone who doesn't give a ton of relationship advice. Because like I'm never pretty like stern on my opinions with relationships because one, if they break up, you never know if they're going to get back together and that makes for a really awkward friendship. Two, they're going to do what they want. Most people, right? Like no matter what you say, I think most people do what they want. And three, everything's personal. Like what you would accept in a relationship or whatever can be completely different than your friend. And that's informed by so many different things in our history, in our upbringing, our values, all of that. So, I mean, like, I just kind of remove myself from it. I just say, you know, how do you feel about this? Well, you know, tell me a bit more about that. Okay, cool. You feel insecure. Okay, how so? And try to almost take that like therapeutic approach of like, maybe they can see the issue for themselves. And then if they're really asking for your opinion, you can, you know, have that consensual conversation of like, are you looking for advice or just an ear to listen? You know, and I think that helps to kind of remove the maybe judgment in the conversation from both ends, and can maybe be a productive one with a friend. So if they do say like, no, I want your opinion, I think taking it from the approach of, well, I personally wouldn't expect that or accept that or whatever, right? And take it like, just for me, this is what that would look like. And I think that's a really like good way to go about it. And I've been in those situations where I see someone with a guy and I'm just like, why the fuck are you with her, like with him, with her, whatever? Because I personally wouldn't date them. But then you got to remember, oh, I wouldn't date them, and that's why I'm not with them. That's why I'm not the one fucking them, right? Like, you got to kind of remove yourself, and it's hard to do that. I'm someone who is quick to judge sometimes, and I'm trying to work on that. And yeah, so like when it comes to the dating world, I find that when we start to ask ourselves these questions, it helps us be a lot more intentional. It helps us maybe get real with ourselves and why we're doing it, and really acts as that form of self-love. Because if we're dating in ways that is maybe really toxic to our confidence and our lives, then when that relationship or if that relationship ends, we're going to be left to clean up a lot more mess than just, you know, a disappointed or broken heart. And I think that's where things get really tricky. You know, you see people go through breakups where they don't even know who they are anymore. And I think that's like something that's common in relationships. But like, sometimes it can be, I don't want to say avoided, because like I said, I've never been in that like specific scenario, but I think sometimes I talk to people and they're like, man, if I had just gotten real with myself, I probably would have never ended up with that person in the first place. Like, that's their lesson that they've shared with me. And that's, I think, where that point came from. And maybe you've been in that situation where you're like, oh my God, I don't even know who I was back then. Like, there's guys I've gone out with where I'm looking back and I'm like, was I drunk that entire time? Like, what was I doing? Because I was so not into them. But like, you just get caught up in it. Who knows, right? And sometimes that those situations are also influenced by, you know, maybe alcohol, but also like insecurity. Maybe you're bored. Have you ever been that, when you're just bored as fuck and you decide to throw yourself into something? I've definitely been there, and nothing good comes out of it. So if you're bored, get busy with your own life, not other people. And, you know, get intentional of what you're looking for, what your non-negotiables are, and ask yourself if you even fucking like them. Because if you don't, then bye. And also, like, if they're not giving you everything that you want, there's someone else who will. I promise. There's a guy who I genuinely will always wonder the what if, but he's not it. Like, it's the self-sabotage, I think, within my own self of even questioning it, because if he wanted to, he would, and he hasn't. You should never have to beg someone to give you what, especially like the bare minimum, not even give you what you deserve, give you the fucking bare minimum. Now, I know I'm saying like he, she, it feels like more heteronormative terms. It's because I mostly date men. I like women. I'm attracted to women, but I've never dated them. And I don't know that I want to. I don't really know. I'm sorting through that myself. But all these principles are applied to whoever you identify with, whoever you like to date or sleep with. You know, this is not about man and woman. This is just in general. I'm just using that because it's obviously what I relate to. So just wanted to clear that up, as I do. And it's so fun to be able to put yourself out there and be willing to say no to somebody because they're not what you're looking for. Like, what a power move that feels. You know, when I had a situation last week of someone that I didn't like their behavior, it felt really good to stand my ground and be like, actually, no, I'm not interested anymore. That actually doesn't work for me. You know, someone's like, oh, I've been super busy, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, cool, stay busy. Like, that's fine. Stay busy. You're good. And I don't know. Maybe that's bitchy. It's because he deserved it. But just knowing that, like, what you will and will not accept makes you feel good. And when you stand your ground, you're like, yeah, I am a fucking bad bitch, right? And it gives you that, like, sense of, you know, you're choosing it and you're the main character rather than just a supporting character in someone else's film. And that can sometimes not feel so good. And really, at the end of the day, I like to ask myself, what is going to feel good in this scenario, and try to lead with that intention. So that is my little dating episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's a bit rambly, as it always is. I never have a plan. I like to just get on a mic and speak, and that's just my vibe. So hope you guys enjoyed it. If you feel kind and you want to share it with a friend, I would love for you to do that. Tag me on your Instagram stories at the Not So Average Bitch and at For What For Who podcast. It's all linked in the show notes. And as always, guys, love yourself, love others, and wash your fucking hands. I'll see you next Monday. Bye, guys.